It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the drive is live. I could have took you down to B. He'd have got you right for about 45.
Man, Ron, it was, like I said, I had TV. My guys were closed. The guys I typically use were closed, so I was going out on a limb. I said, just clean it up. Don't touch the top. Just clean me up a little bit. And I thought I was going to be in and out for maybe mid-30s, low 40s after him just, you know, getting in last minute kind of deal. $67. And it wasn't on him. He doesn't have the power to charge it. It's the company. It was one of them kind of spots where it's not on him. I will never go back again. I specifically told him at the front, I don't want all these special spa treatments y'all give. I don't want all that. I don't want them prices. I just need to edge up. I just need it cleaned up. That's it. She said, oh, yeah, we got you. Yeah, they got me all right.
Yeah, they got you. Tyler.
And that was on top of that vehicle, Ron.
Text line and the folks. Yeah, no, that was rough. Tyler, text line and the folks. How much do you generally tip on a haircut? That's $5. That's
it depends. For me, it depends.
I tip probably about 30%.
Yeah, I'd have been hot. I may have given them $66.
Well, it wasn't on the dude. It wasn't on him. I mean, he didn't have the power to sway one way or the other. It wasn't his fault. It was company. It was the company doing. And I tell you what, I will not. I will not go back, and if it weren't for a certain circumstance, I'd be calling them out right here to everybody in God's country. I'd be letting everybody know where not to go.
He got a hat on.
It's just cleaned it up. I mean, it's fine. There ain't nothing wrong with it. He didn't touch anything. All he did was clean it up.
For $67.
$67. I was in there for about 24 minutes. Didn't even wash it to start with. Worked around hat head. Yeah. Didn't wash it afterwards. Didn't put product into that.
$67? We'd have been doing a whole lot.
No, I'm trying to get on my girls. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time to be in there washing my hair, man. Let's go. I got to go.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought for sure he was going to give me that old cleanup.
What you described sound like a $15 to $20 haircut.
Every bit of it.
All right. But hang out with us. I got mine cut, so I'm happy with it.
I'm sick. yours looks good, man.
I appreciate that. But a lot to get to today, as it is a Texans titty. Wow!
You know how to brighten a man's day.
Woo!
Oh man!
The livest Texans ticket Tuesday
I hit the dump. It is a Texans ticket Tuesday.
I saw somebody walk by the window out here, but I didn't tell who it was. Is it a person? I didn't see. So we're going to rewind the video. My camera will tell you who walked by out here.
Hold on, so.
I didn't even see anybody. A Texans. Man, stay, you give me all these T's. A Texans ticket Tuesday.
Ticket Tuesday. Hey,
and this guy emceed an event this morning.
I did, man. I had more difficult names to say than this.
Is that my boy Ron?
Texans ticket Tuesday. I apologize today. Thank God that's a drop you can't make. But again, in the 5 o'clock hour, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen. I don't know why people are calling.
A pair of what?
We're not going to.
A pair of tickets to be.
Tickets. Wow. Texans Ticket Tuesday, 5 o'clock, your chance to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen. Someone was hooked up with pain from Payne and Pendergast. I know there was a winner from In the Loop who was out at Texas Star Grill Shop, and you'll have a chance to win in the 5 o'clock hour right here on The Drive if I am still employed. I will give you a cue to call, and you'll be able to win a pair of tickets to this game, this huge game against the Colts on Sundays.
Well done. Hell of a start, man. Hell of a start. Just,
I did it. That's one we can't say, right?
Man, that's a fun pair.
I did it. I did it the dump. I do remember getting in trouble for that in my first year of radio, that you cannot say say that. So apologize if anyone heard that. All right, let's get to it, because coming up we got a special treat. As the NBA season starts tonight, the Rockets start tomorrow. You'll be able to hear 7-time champion Robert Horry, former Rocket, who's won 2 championships here. He will join us coming up here in just a minute in this hour, so stay tuned for that. A lot of Rockets news. They signed their 2 guys and give them big deals, so a lot to talk to with him as the NBA season is coming up. But it is, God dog, more tease. Tape Drop Tuesday in the building as the Texans game against the Packers. And Clint, you've watched the film. And I guess the big thing that people are talking about the last 2 days still is the offensive performance. It was terrible, especially from a passing game perspective. CJ threw for 86 yards. He was under 50% completion rate, something you would never think would happen to him, especially in this season, year 2.
Yeah.
Was the offensive issues, the performance, as bad as it was when you watched it live?
It was worse. Yeah, it was worse. The pass pro that everybody's aware of, you can the majority of that you can see on the TV copy, so that's pretty spot on. The pass protection was awful, and we're just talking about the bodies that are out there, the players that are out there executing what they've been asked to execute were absolutely awful. The communication, the mental and physical approach, effort, energy, physicality, give or rip, it was all absolutely brutal, awful. The pass protection was bad, and again, it wasn't just one guy, it was across the board. Laramie had his time, Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs had their times, Shaq Mason clearly had a couple of times. He was the better offensive lineman of the group, actually graded out somewhat decent. I think he was actually top 5 Texans from a PFF grade perspective, but Shaq took his turn. Titus Howard had his turn. Cade Stover had his turn. Damn sure Dalton Schultz had his turn. Dari Agumbawale had his turn in the backfield. And the overall effort of pass pro, as many have said over the last day and a half, was unacceptable. It was embarrassing, and it's going to take a lot to fix it. It's going to take 7, 8, 9 guys from a player perspective being significantly better both mentally and physically to fix it. And there ain't no hiding from the big honest guy. That is spot on, 100% true with this pass protection. It's just, I don't care if you do run the football well, as we saw this weekend, they ran it well. Joe Mixon was an absolute beast. It's still not going to be enough when this is what you're going to do from a pass pro perspective. So, yes, Ron, that part of it was bad as well. But the scary thing is I got 2 more things for you, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure what was worse.
We knew the offensive line was worse.
Yeah, because we could see it on TV copy. Everybody can see it. We're right there in front of God and everybody. We all know it's bad, right? And I didn't expect to turn the film on and feel as strongly or even worse about other parts of this offense, but I do. The pass catchers on this football team were absolutely suffocated. 0 separation. Again, whether we're talking about $22 million man Steph Diggs, if we're talking about twitchy, explosive, big play, game-changing wide receiver Tank Dell, we're talking about $12 million man, pass catch first, pad receiving first, tight end Dalton Schultz. There's very, 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 very little opportunity as it pertains to separation created. You see it, you make the throw. The couple of you know, the catch from Diggs where there's some separation, that was one. The obvious schemed up where Dalton Schultz early in the game for a good chunk play was one. But there were very, very few and far between opportunities for just catching runs. Whether we're talking screen game, quick game, mid-range game, or deep game, play-action game, whatever the hell you want to call it, there were just literally Green Bay's defensive backs were suffocating these wide receivers. And by the way, tight ends, backs, everybody included, it was I don't know which was worse, to be honest with you, the protection or that.
It felt that way. Because it felt like, all right, the protection, well, we didn't see, you couldn't really, didn't have a chance to throw. But many times when we did see throws, on the other 55% of the time when it wasn't immediate pressure, it did seem like they were in their hip pockets. It did seem like there was close coverage from the corners for the Packers in this game.
Well, that is spot on. There's a third. And again, it's a tight race here for which one was worse, which one was more embarrassing. The scheme was bad. I mean, I say that in a sense of like, there were very little to no, like, right now answers, right? Like, give me answers right now. Hell, we saw Jordan Love do it multiple times. We saw him do it 3 or 4 times on the final drive. You know, find the soft corner, bang the slant, you know, run a little snag concept, you know, bang the snag or the flat, whichever one is there first. The scheme just presented very few opportunities, and answers is the catch word in football nowadays for CJ Stroud when they were blitzing him. It seemed like from a scheme perspective, like the Green Bay defensive backs were running routes for the Texans. And I don't mean just individual routes. I mean like when they would run their, you know, they run their deep overs quite a bit and you know, the clear out, and then the guy runs, he's going to run over, and then he goes back to the sideline. They were literally running those routes for him and just, like, handing off. Like, when one corner would carry a guy, and he would just hand him off to a linebacker that would just slowly, just methodically take him over and be underneath the route and run across the field with him. I mean, it was like somebody gave them the answers to the test, and they studied what was going to be called, and then them DBs went out there and ran it from them and ran it for them. And another part of the scheme is the pass protection was bad mentally and physically in communication and execution. But there's also some piss poor, you know, especially as the game unfolds and you see things in the second half, to not adjust and continue to line up the way you're lining up and ask these guys to do certain things. I heard Reggie talking about Jeff Swartz breakdown of you know, Dalton Schultz, just complete whiff of the outside edge rusher that de-cleated C.J. Stroud. You know, that's scheme. I mean, that's just – it's scheme or it's communicated extremely poorly. I mean, it's one or the other. And so it was a frustrating watch, no doubt, because you don't know which one is worse, brother.
Yeah, they had some problems offensively. Some real problems offensively. All right, coming up, as we'll continue a little bit later on Talk the Texans, Robert Horry, 7-time NBA champ, former Houston Rockets. He'll join us to preview the Rockets and the NBA season coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. And the NBA season kicks off tonight, a pretty good doubleheader. The Celtics and Knicks, and the Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. The Rockets get started tomorrow against the Hornets. And they're 66-1, Tyler, to win it all. So you know how you are.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Sure. That'd be a nice long play if you wanted to do that. But to preview this NBA season and the Rockets, a former Rockets legend and 7-time champion, Robert Horry, joins us. Robert Horry, is here courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA title, conference, division, and awards odds, plus updated win totals and player stats. All right, Big Shot Rob, how's it going? Last time we talked to you, you kind of got on me a little bit about LeBron and the Lakers, but no, we always have a good time with you. How you doing, man?
Man, I love talking to you guys. Yeah, man, I'm great, man. How's everything over there?
Pretty good, man. I'm curious how you feel about the big news with the Rockets. They have signed and now it looks like committed to kind of their two cornerstones. Jalen Green gets the big deal, 3 years, 106, and then Şengün gets 5 years, 185. And there was a wonder on what the Rockets were going to do with those guys, if they were going to commit long term or potentially wait and see. They have decided to commit to those two young players. Your thoughts on that decision from the Rockets?
Well, you know, they had to. You know, in this day and age, the way they're throwing money around with the new collective bargaining coming up, I think they did a great job in securing those guys. I still think Jalen Green is still – he hasn't tapped his potential yet. You know, once he learned that he has to play defense every night and, you know, you got a great coach and Ime's going to get in. He's going to be one of the best players. And, you know, I always thought Şengün was the best player for them when I first saw him come there. He's just a great talent, unbelievable post player, great passer. So they were smart by locking both those guys up.
Robert, I'm a casual fan, man. So I mean, I'm a Rockets fan, casual fan. When the season comes around, I'm ready to rock and roll. When the playoffs comes around, I'm locked in. And so I just want to make that loud and clear. I think there's a lot of folks out there. There's a lot of folks out there like me. And as I see what the Rockets are doing right now, I really lean into, you mentioned the head coach. I really lean into Ime Udoka and the fact that he's not going to commit to either of these guys, but specifically Jalen Green, if he doesn't believe that the sky's the limit in terms of where this guy can go and he's starting off in the right direction. How much do you trust the fact that the guys that are making the decisions seem to have in the past made some pretty good decisions and built some pretty good squads?
I you know, this thing about everybody over there is still trying to figure things out. You know, they haven't been there for 4 or 5 years, but they got some great draft picks. You know, you talk about veteran leadership. Now you got Steven Adams. Of course, you got Uncle Green. And you talk about, you know, guy who has been to the finals and Van Vliet. They got a lot of veteran leadership over there. So that's the most important thing because, you know, young guys sometimes, you know, they can fly outside of the lines when, you know, you need those veterans to bring them in because we know, you know, that this team is very, very talented. You think about how they started out last season and how they brought a little hope back to the Rockets organization. So, but at the end of the day, they're still young, but they're going to have to play hard each and every night. And I think Ime understands that, you know, from being in the league as much as he has and playing, you know, coming up the hard way he had to. So I think they'll be fine. I think they, you know, for me, looking at scene, they're going to probably finish 7th or 8th in the West.
Oh, okay, so that's the playoffs. Okay, I was going to hit you up about that, and I do want to hear your long play thoughts on that. Real quick, though, as we are joined here by seven-time world champion Robert Horry, and Robert Horry is courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA title, conference, division, and award odds, plus updated win totals and player stats. I do want to get your thoughts on specifically how to handle those two, because we watched Şengün early in the year really play well and look like, okay, he is the guy that, of all these young players, he's the guy that seems to be the one playing the best and the one you ride. And then Şengün had the ankle injury, and that's when we saw Jalen Green play the best that he played. With those two playing together, who do you feel like this needs to run through? Who should be the lead dog here? Like in Denver, we know it's Jokic and then it's Murray. Who is it? How should these roles be, in your opinion, with these two players?
I think you should go through Şengün first. And the only reason I say that because there are only about five good big men in the league. You know what I mean? So he needs to come out and put fear in people's heart. And once he gets off, it's going to make it easier for Jalen, you know, Dylan, all those guys. And that's what's the most important part about to me, because if you take the Splash Brothers away, you take the Celtics away, every championship that has been won has been played. You had a dominant big man. You had a big man that forced the issue, did so many different things for you. And I think that's what Sengun can do for the team. You know, they need to run it through him. That's just me. And I could be wrong. You know, seven championships in, so I don't know.
Wow.
Hey, Spence. Hey.
They got him.
Hey. Speaking of that, Robert, I mean, I think you just answered the question, but when Ron was bringing you in, I don't mean to get off topic here a little bit, but I mean, do you ever get used to being introduced as seven-time champ? I mean, damn. I mean, there's two of y'all on the planet, you and Brady, pretty much?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Like I don't, you know, I think about my plight to the NBA and how hard I had to work to get there, and, you know, and the Rockets fans booing me when they got drafted by them. You know, it's so many things that I put on my plate and the sacrifice I had to do. So I love the fact, especially when you got a guy like Charles Barkley who I was traded for the Rockets, and he got them nothing. So I'm happy about it every time you say seven times.
Seven times!
Robert Horry joins us. It was interesting. You said you felt like seven or eight seed. I was going to ask you what your expectation was for this Rockets team that just missed out to the play-in as the 11th seed and went 500 and had a big season turnaround. So your expectations is that this young group that didn't really add a lot from the outside to this team, it seems like they're really, you know, depending on growth from their young guys outside of Steven Adams, who is different from last year. But your expectation is they get to the postseason.
I do. I think, you know, you got Jabari who's still learning, you know, Cam, all these guys on this team, Easton, who's going to be healthy. I think they have a lot of talent. And when you're young, you really don't have to add any pieces because you were right there on the cusp if it wasn't for injuries. And for me, I think this core has a good relationship. You know, you got a leader in Van Vliet that can run this organization. So I think you didn't need to really add anything. Only like teams like, let's say, like the OKC, even though they're young, they needed some size. Then you look at, you know, like Denver, I mean, I'm about to say the Mavericks, they needed some extra shooting. They didn't have that shooter. So when you look at this team, they have shooters. They have defense. They have pretty much everything. It's just the youth that comes into play and the injuries.
What's the I take it to another team that you played for, the Lakers, man, with Bronny and LeBron situation out in L.A., man. What do you think about that? How do you see that unfolding?
What a moment.
For me, I think they're going to be right there with the Rockets battling for the play-in term. You know, Lakers fans are getting mad at me, but, you know, it's the truth. You know, if you look at everybody in the NBA, everybody added something to get better. Even though I think they probably got the best rookie in the draft, and, you know, and connect, I just think, you know, you have to do more than just that. You know, and I think they need it a little bit more because you do have an aging LeBron. You do have guys that are in and out of the lineup due to injury, and you just need some accountability when it comes to another star power player over there.
All right, Rob, we appreciate you for joining us. We always love to hear from you, and enjoy this season, and hope to hear from you again soon.
Yeah, and you know what this year is, right?
Oh God, what's this year?
It's the anniversary of the championship in '95, man. So y'all should be really happy over there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Let's go,
I don't know. I get defensive. Hey, I thought you was coming for you. I get defensive.
No, I got to be there next week for a lunch, and so, you know, to, you know, for the honor of that 95 championship. So I'm happy for my second championship with the Rockets. It's my favorite championship of all time, so I'm really happy to get back to H-Town.
All right, well, enjoy your time here. You never know, hopefully we run into you.
I hope so.
All right, that's seven-time Charles Barkley, seven-time champ. Robert Horry, courtesy of Bet Online. All right, should be a fun season. And yes, the anniversary of that 95 championship. Well, the sixth seed that they slid in and were able to come back and win their second straight championship over Shaquille O'Neal and the Orlando Magic. So that was a fun year for the Rockets, of course. All right, we continue as the tape dropped and. one of these teams, I would say cornerstones, what they believe to be cornerstones, and a guy that is in line, Clint, to get paid. There is a tape drop that we need to talk about with him. One of the important players, one of the most important players from the Texans. We got to talk about that, and it's not necessarily in a good route. We'll continue that as we continue live right here on The Drive.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Texans Woo!
Bring them out. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, folks, it is Texans Ticket Tuesday.
Your favorite Tuesday to win a pair.
I just told Courtney. I said, yeah. Something. I said Texans Ticket Tuesday, only I didn't say tickets earlier today. But it is 5 o'clock. In the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Texans, I believe, in the bullpen, right behind, right up, what, front row there, for a big game, a huge game against the Indianapolis Colts. I do want to get to some of the tape drop stuff because I think we need to get there, but I saw my man's 0979 on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate the folks on YouTube and Twitch, everybody that holds it down over there and has those fun conversations. Eric, my mind's not there. It was just a slip.
Your mind's always there.
But my man 979 said, is anybody still not emotionally over Sunday's loss? Hey, guys, pull it together.
I'm on to Indianapolis.
Hey, are you on to Indianapolis? Pull it together, guys.
Nah, man.
You're still emotionally shook?
Yeah. Look, I'm emotionally shook.
I'll give everybody Tuesday. Wednesday, we got to turn.
I don't want people to forget. I don't want people to forget and move on. Including the guys over at NRG.
He sounded like he couldn't eat. My man right here, it's by emotional.
Well, we're at a spot where they shouldn't be serving lunch over at NRG either. They ought to be sick.
They should be
sick.
Oh, no.
Sweet.
I mean, we got some major problems over there. Moving on to the next. No, that ain't it, man. We got some problems to fix. Are we going to be 2-5?
Flip the record the next 10? Mm-hmm. What do you think? 2-5? All right. Just, whew. From the text line, yes, as the Chiefs fan. Yeah, you're a good football team. All right? You're a good football team. Like, I think there's some issues, but whoo. Like, all right, I'll give you today. All right, tomorrow, man, we gotta reel it in, turn the page, and end this division, basically. But as Clint said, that the tape has dropped, and defensively, we said it yesterday. The defense was the main reason. The defense and Joe Mixon were the main reasons why the Texans were in this game. Forced multiple turnovers, got multiple stops in the second half. After the first drive. And the last drive, beside that, the first drive of the second half for the Packers and their final drive, which they won on the field goal, the defense just gave up nothing, nada. But, Clint, you couldn't help to see watching the defense and notice everyone talked about D'Angelo Ross, and he struggled big time, but your eyes were on Derek Stingley watching the tape.
Yeah, look, I mean, There's a conversation that needs to be had about both sides of the football at the very end of the game when the game was on the line. We'll start with defense. That was a moment in a game where, as bad as your offense played, and as much as you didn't deserve to be in that game, your superstars could have attempted to at least make a play and make it difficult for the Green Bay Packers to drive down the field and kick a field goal. And instead, this is what we saw. We saw the Green Bay Packers, four straight plays, attack the side of the field that Derek Stingley is on. And Derek Stingley was so soft, he was a non-factor in three of the four completions, and it would have been 4-for-4, but he missed an out route. Jordan Love missed an out route.
That was a bit disappointing.
Hell yeah, it was. They run a snag route to the right side, snagged by the receiver, a little 5-yard inverted hitch route. If it's man, he's going to pick the man off the tight end, going to the flats. But both defenders were so soft that the quarterback just threw the tight end in the flats, and Jake Hansen ends up chasing him out of bounds. But it's all made. The picture is made very clear. And the decision is made very easy because Derek Stingley's playing 8 yards off and pedaling in a situation where you give up about 15 more yards and it's a game over, baby. The lights are out on the Texans, and he's soft. They run that concept. They throw to the tight end. And again, I know that Stingley wasn't covering the tight end, but it's his side of the field, and he was so soft that he made it a simple read.
They didn't really have to pick.
No, there was no pick. Didn't need to. They come right back to it, run the same exact concept. This time Hansen chases the tight end a little tighter. Stingley is so soft in this situation that they bang the snag route, and he turns it up and goes and gets, I think, 6, 7, 8 more yards. Ended up getting 12 yards, I think. Then they come right back, try to throw a speed cut out route to Stingley's side of the field, and like I said, it's there. Jordan Love just misses it wide. They come right back to Derek Stingley. And bang, this time they don't snag the receiver. They run him on a slant and bang the slant in there for I don't know how many yards. The thought that a team at this point in time with Kamari Lassiter out of the ball game.
And how much they were killing Ross in that game.
Yes.
With it on the line.
They are choosing. Oh, no. They are choosing to go to Derek Stingley's side of the football. And Derek Stingley is playing so la-dee-die soft. That it's just play and catch.
And Clint, it's not even a deal of like, all right, man, we really want to get our best receiver. We want to get Devontae Adams. You name multiple receivers who make plays, right? Wasn't it Wicks to his side that makes the third down play?
I don't have the names.
It's not like, all right, man, we really like Dobbs today and we're just trying to get the ball to him. That was Wicks who got the third down and two on his side. It was then Dobbs who got the slant to get him into field goal range. It's just, it was like, we want to go to the right
four
side.
Four straight plays, and Derek Stingley never gets up in the grill of any player. Makes it as simple a read for Jordan Love as you could possibly make it. Didn't have to think, didn't have to. He knew where he was going before the ball was snapped on all four throws. Never even challenged the catch. And then on the last play, they throw the slant to the left side to Ross's side, and Ross almost makes a play, and it's a little controversial when he goes to the ground, ball pops up. They end up calling the catch.
Coverage was tighter.
Had they thrown the slant to Derek Stingley's side, it would have been a catch and run. It was there all day long. I don't care what coverage he's in. I don't care what he's been coached to do. It doesn't. When you're Derek Stingley Jr. and the game is on the line, and Jordan Love with his receivers needs 20, 30, 35 yards to get in field goal range, and you allow that offense to line up four straight snaps, and because of how soft you're playing, they go right at you and have a very clear picture. Like, it just don't make sense. It doesn't make sense for D'Amico Ryans to allow that to happen, to ask it to happen schematically, and it doesn't make sense for Derek Stingley to just continue to do that. It doesn't make sense. When I say continue, I mean for four snaps, by the way.
And maybe that's why they're doing it, because of how much he's off, but how do we get to a point where teams have gone to a point of being comfortable going that way and just saying, no, this is where we're going to go?
Like, well, I think
that blows it away when you say the game on the line.
I think you're seeing why. There's no level of, there's again, the physicality. There's no level of, I'm going to get in your grill. I think Derek Stingley is more gifted and more talented than Sauce Gardner. Like, I think he's athletically more gifted than Sauce Gardner. But Sauce has got a level of dog in him that he'll rather grab your face mask and yank you to the ground and get a 15-yard pin than let you catch four straight balls. He would say a team coming at me four straight times in crunch time is disrespectful. It ain't gonna happen again. Stingley, cool man, no big deal.
Well, it seemed like I don't know if he was remembering what happened last week.
Well, he's a caliber player that can't, we can't accept that.
I hear you. I'm just saying, like, just by the view of it of. Like, he's bump and run on Booty last week at the end of the half with 30 seconds with no help. Here it was like, I'm not going to get beat over the top, and I'm going to play off so much that I'm not going to do that. But this was a situation where, as you're saying, like, the game is on the line. Like, it's not the over the top help. 10 yards is what's going to help.
I would in that situation,
you'd rather him get beat over the top.
Bingo.
For a touchdown.
I would rather you get beat over the top for a touchdown than let them throw underneath you four straight times, Cadillac their way to field goal range, and then when the ball's in the air off of their kicker's foot, the time is expiring. I would rather you get beat. There's no, it don't make sense for D'Amico to ask him to do it, to allow him to do it. It don't make sense for him to sit out there and go, well, this is what's called. At some point in time, you check and change your technique just because you understand the situation. Yeah, we had a brief conversation last week about what's going on with Stingley. Like, where are we at with Stingley? What is the play look like? We're seven games with sample size. We've got a nice sample size this year. What's it look like? I'm telling you, man, what we just watched to end the Green Bay Packer game, that is not the key to a defense. That is not a top-tier corner in the NFL type of play right there. That it's not. It's
it's just when you say it out loud, they were killing Ross all game. Just killing any kind of receiver.
Yeah.
Like, Wicks got a touchdown off of him. They just made big plays. It seemed like anytime Romeo Doubs wanted to run a slant inside or a dig inside, he could get it. But when it mattered, they weren't looking to that side of the field.
Four straight plays, Ron. There was never really any adjustment at all. There was never any, I mean, four straight plays of underneath routes that are all being thrown underneath me in that situation. And I'm going to play soft and just let it happen.
Text line coming through. What if Stingley was told to play soft?
No excuse.
You're a Texan,
whoever told him was dead ass wrong, and if he was told that caliber player, just like we expect some different things out of CJ Stroud, if Bobby Slow is calling some stuff or doing some stuff, or if the center or whoever is communicating some things wrong, then damn it, CJ's got to step up. CJ knows better than throw a speed cut out right on 3rd and 13 when the opponent has one timeout left. CJ knew better than throw that ball. CJ's got to be better in that moment right there.
He's wide open, CJ.
Derek Stingley's got to realize, hey man, all I gotta do is get to the 40. All I gotta do is get to the 40 and this game is over. It's the lights are out on us. And was he just going to be a robot and just sit back there 8 yards off and just pedal and allow everything to be thrown underneath him? And he's so far off, there's catch and run?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The snag route, Ron, was a stagnant route. It's a route where he runs up there, stops, and looks at the quarterback, catches the football, then turns and takes off and runs again, and I believe he got 12 yards.
That's 12 on 3rd and 2.
You know how soft you got to be for a snag route to be caught on time and go get 12 yards?
Super flaccid.
I don't know what that means.
The men's clinic?
They can help you with that.
95% success rate.
Mm-hmm.
Soft. It's
good and hard.
I'm telling you. 45 minutes.
Need to inject some of that into Sting.
No, I think
now you're talking about the fire ant.
No, I think he's... hell, I don't know, man. Maybe Derek might want to go check out the
Is that a performance-enhancing drug?
The ant?
I don't think... I don't think you have to worry about it. You think that's what they got? Jameson Williams with. Jameson Williams slid over to the men's clinic.
And went. We detected a high level of tea here.
Oh, yeah, there ain't no doubt. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, if it's going to get you good and worked up, it's PED.
And I'm a back off that because I'm already on thin ice anyway with the tickets. So let me spin off of that. All right, coming up, Dan Orlowski had something interesting to say about potentially the blueprint against the Texans and C.J. Stroud. We'll discuss that next.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.